It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seewert. The fate of Wisconsin election administrator Megan Wolf is unclear as her term in the key battleground state comes to a close. What does the future hold? Call 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Barry Burden is a political science professor and the director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. Barry, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So Megan Wolf's current four-year term as Wisconsin elections administrator ends in days, July 1st. In 2019, she was confirmed unanimously by the Republican majority in the Senate. But this month, Senate President Chris Kapenga said there's no way she'll be reconfirmed. What's behind all this?
Well, what happened between 2019 and today is the 2020 presidential election. And Wolf became, I think, sort of a lightning rod for individuals who suspected there was something afoul about that election, people who were unhappy about the use of drop boxes to collect absentee ballots, even election deniers who believed that Trump was the rightful victor in Wisconsin. But even for Republicans who admit that Joe Biden was the victor, but believe that she made some inappropriate decisions or has too much power or some other sets of concerns. And so she has sort of become the vehicle for those grievances.
The state elections administrator is a nonpartisan position in Wisconsin. Some Democratic lawmakers worry that Republicans could replace Wolf with somebody who shares their political views. Is this likely?
We don't know. It's a surprisingly complicated process to choose an administrator. The commission is made of three Democrats and three Republicans. They meet this afternoon to consider this issue. They could vote to keep her in the position, in which case the nomination would be sent to the state Senate for approval. The state Senate might take action. It might not. The commission today might take action or might not. So there's some ambiguity in the law about what happens in these various scenarios. There is a provision of the law that says if no decision has been made in 45 days, a committee in the state legislature dominated by Republicans would get to appoint an administrator who could then serve for up to a year. So that would take us through about next summer. So that person could be someone favored by Republicans who would be in charge of that process.
Why has this position historically been nonpartisan, and what are your feelings about keeping it that way?
Well, Wisconsin has always had an unusual system of election administration, and we've reinvented it several times in the last 15 years or so. This commission only dates back to 2015, and so Megan Wolf is only, I think, the second administrator to serve in that position. Mm-hmm. Before that, for a short amount of time, the state had the Government Accountability Board that was also a nonpartisan board made of former judges. Before that was the State Elections Board. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin, I think, has always prided itself on having either bipartisan or nonpartisan administration at the top of the state structure. And the administrator is that person, that the person is appointed by a bipartisan group, has to go through state Senate approval, and serves at the pleasure of those commissioners.
We're talking about Wisconsin election administrator Megan Wolf with Barry Burden. He's a political science professor and the director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. Megan Wolf has declined to say whether she'll seek reappointment, but she did release a public statement, and she said, "Lawmakers should assess my performance on the facts, not on tired, false claims." Touched on this a little bit, but how has the stress and threats resulting from the 2020 election weighed on election officials?
Well, it's been maybe the most challenging time in the history of elections in the United States these last 5 years or so. We're working through, obviously, a public health pandemic that upended how elections are run in this country. Wisconsin was the poster child for those problems in the spring of 2020. The state was set to hold a presidential primary and Supreme Court election in April 2020. Ballots were already in the mail by the time the pandemic had really taken hold. There was some back and forth between the governor and the state legislature. Eventually, a Supreme Court intervention that kept the election on that date. The night before the election. But as our listeners will remember, it was a real disaster in some places, especially in Milwaukee, where about 185 polling places were reduced to just 5 polling places because poll workers mostly weren't willing to serve during the early days of the pandemic. So you have that pandemic experience, which ran through the November election, and then all of the challenges to the election itself, election denialism, a number of lawsuits filed before the election, a number of lawsuits filed after the election, trying to set aside absentee ballots or disregard ballots submitted by drop boxes. There were fake electors who met at the Capitol while the real electors met inside the Capitol in December of 2020. There were threats of violence and harassment against some election officials. Just a remarkably challenging time. And Megan Wolf has been the administrator during that time. So I suppose it makes some sense that people who are unhappy about things would look to her as the scapegoat. But as her document points out, she's an administrator who serves on behalf of the commissioners, and they are the ones who, in fact, make these big decisions. And it's local election officials, clerks in cities, towns, and villages around the state who actually run those elections.
Barry, I'm thinking back to a year ago, the Fred Prehn situation. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the member of the Natural Resources Board, Fred Prehn, legally kept his seat after his term expired. And the court said a vacancy is created after another person is confirmed by the state Senate to fill the office. Could Wolf go the same route? Could she stay in her job if the Elections Commission doesn't take any action?
Yeah, this is one of the factors that's complicating just the administrative steps to decide who the administrator will be. As you mentioned, Prehn was allowed to stay in his position even though the term had expired and the governor who appointed him was no longer in office, because the state Senate had not acted on the replacement nominee that Governor Evers had proposed. And Prehn could still be in that position if he wished. He eventually stepped down voluntarily. So it seems possible, because of that precedent, that Megan Wolf could remain in the position, even if not confirmed by the state Senate, even if another person was proposed as her replacement. Again, there's some ambiguity there, and I suspect there would be a lawsuit filed one way or another if that happens. But I would say it's very serious here in a way that it was not for the Natural Resources Board. The 2024 elections are looming. They're around the corner. The first elections will be in February next year, so we're just about 8 months from that. Four elections, including the presidential election in November. Wisconsin is very likely to be a battleground and the subject of controversy and lawsuits and challenges and potentially recounts. It's really important to have people who know what they're doing, who have institutional memory, who have been in this field for a while, all set up and ready to go well before we get near the election.
You know, I'm thinking about, I still think about that, if she stays, just as Fred did, could she be removed from office by other means? What happens?
A short answer is I don't know. you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with the Fred Prehn situation until that case was finally resolved by the Supreme Court. There would likely be another case if she was in a kind of interim or gray area, serving without confirmation, maybe with another name being proposed as a replacement. Again, it depends on what the commission does this afternoon. They might well deadlock on a 3-3 vote. That often happens on a commission that is designed to have three Republicans and three Democrats. So we're sort of figuring out the administrative and legal steps of this as we go.
Figuring it out as we go. That's interesting, isn't it? Barry Burden is a political science professor and the director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. Call in 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. Megan Wolf is eligible for a second term as Wisconsin's election administrator, but her reappointment is far from assured. Call in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Barry Burden is a political science professor and the director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. Barry stays with us. Barry, what's the likeliest scenario here? How will this play out? How will the state's top elections official finally be determined?
Well, what we know is that the Elections Commission is meeting this afternoon at 3:30, and this issue is on their agenda. The chair of the commission is Don Millis. He's a Republican appointed by Speaker Voss, and he has said publicly he thinks there should be a vote, so they shouldn't punt on this issue or not take action. He seems favorable towards Megan Wolf's performance. He has said she has done a good job. The three Democrats presumably are on her side. They have been supportive. Those four together would be enough. Four out of six would be a majority. If they all voted to keep her in the position, that would be essentially a recommendation to reappoint her. I think that's most likely, but it's hard to know. If that happens, that would send the nomination over to the state Senate. The state Senate would have the option to either consider her nomination and vote on it or to take no action. The president of the state Senate has said he doesn't support her nomination and doesn't think they have enough votes there to support her. The majority leader hasn't said what his view is, but he also says it's unlikely they would get 17 votes for her. But again, that's if it even gets to a vote. And with Fred Preen's case that we just talked about, there was no action in the state Senate. So he continued to serve because his replacement was not considered. So it may be that the commission today decides to keep her in her role. The state Senate doesn't act right away. They're busy enough with the budget and other things that are happening this spring and summer. And so she might well serve in a kind of interim or, temporary role for some period of time.
So do you think it'll be resolved before the 2024 election?
Well, I think it's essential that that happens. I think it needs to be solved this summer, so that the preparations can begin for next year. It's really by this fall that everything needs to be in place for the four elections that'll happen next year: February, April, the August primary, and then the November general election. Local officials need to have the guidance as to how elections will be run. There's implementation of court decisions that has to happen. There are funding issues, there's ballot design and candidate qualification for ballots and all those kinds of things. Which presidential primary candidates, for example, can appear on the April ballot? That's something that works its way through the commission. So I think having stable leadership at the top of someone who is trusted and experienced is just really important. And we've seen lots of good election officials pushed out of office over the last 3 years since 2020 because of the difficulties of the job or them essentially being chased away by people who are skeptical about what's happening with elections.
We're talking about Wisconsin Election Administrator Megan Wolf with Barry Burden. He is a political science professor. Barry, you're also the director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. You must have an opinion. What is the best case scenario for the state of Wisconsin?
I think best case is to provide stability and to keep Megan Wolf in her position. This is my personal view. When you talk to clerks around the state, there are about 2,000 clerks in every county, city, town, and village around the state who run elections here. It's a very decentralized system. You ask them what is most important as they head into next year's elections, and the answer is almost always, please don't change a thing. We are tired of dealing with changes in federal law and state law and personnel and court decisions and controversy and funding. Let's just let us know what the system is so that we can do our jobs and run elections in a safe, secure, responsible manner. And so I think changing up leadership at this time, or even changing any significant policies, is a really bad idea. As you get close to big elections, you just need to maintain the good things you have about that system, and that includes keeping people with experience who actually know what they're doing.
How is Megan Wolf generally regarded as a state elections official, both inside and outside Wisconsin? Is there a disparity?
Well, outside Wisconsin, she is widely respected by other state election directors. She is part of an association of the 50 state election directors called NASED. She was actually president of that group last year and hosted a meeting of all the state election directors or state election administrators in Madison. They have expressed their support for her. And they come from red states and blue states and all kinds of different systems, many of them working with partisan secretaries of state, which is not the Wisconsin system. She was also president of the board of ERIC, which is another controversial aspect of the Wisconsin election system, but she was chosen for that role because the other ERIC state election officials trusted her and respected her. So I would say she's viewed as a highly competent, knowledgeable person by other election officials around the country. In Wisconsin, views are a little more divided because of partisanship, and Republicans in particular have become skeptical of the Elections Commission generally, or really any state elections agency. I just mentioned that a few moments ago, the history we've gone through from the State Elections Board to the GAB and now to the Elections Commission, that series of replacements is partly because of distrust of the current system. We just seem to keep reinventing that system. So there is a general, I think, apprehension about the state elections agency, whatever it is, and because she's the administrator, she's taken some fire for that. So Republicans, especially elected Republicans, I think have a variety of views about her. Democratic officials and many clerks who are nonpartisan, I think, have a pretty positive view of her trying to steer and keep things afloat through the difficulties of 2020. But in the end, the views, I guess, of other election officials around the country or clerks don't matter that much. It really is up to the commission and to the state Senate.
Let's go to Andy. Andy's calling from Manitowoc. Thanks for calling, Andy.
Yes, I was wondering if your guests could kind of get into the legalities of some of the things that occurred during the last election. You know, he's already mentioned the Dropbox situation. And I know that I'm aware of a couple people anyway, you know, one or two, that were involved with a church group that went around and collected ballots and went to the NGOs that they were working with and then eventually went to the drop boxes and dropped off ballots. And I just wondered, you know, it, from what I understand, it's on the verge of being legal or whatever, but it sounds like maybe Megan or the group could have done something to kept the clerks or somebody aware of what was going on or whatever.
Okay.
And the second one is that in Green Bay, when the Zuckerberg money was distributed to the five communities in Wisconsin, Green Bay seemed to use it for the consultant that came in. And based on Andre Jacques' information that he got through the Freedom of Information Act, found that the consultant actually acted as a clerk because the clerk in Green Bay got actually not invited to many of the meetings.
Okay. Thanks so much, Andy. Barry, what do you think about what Andy said? Did Megan Wolf and the commission act appropriately in these instances?
Yeah, let's talk about drop boxes for a moment because this is at the heart of some of the controversy about Megan Wolf's term in office. Drop boxes had been used in Wisconsin communities, I think, for about a decade, a number of years before the pandemic hit. There's nothing in state law about them. It doesn't authorize them. It doesn't not authorize them. They're just not mentioned. When the pandemic hit, many communities were quite interested in encouraging absentee voting and offering a way for people to return ballots that didn't involve face-to-face contact, especially in those early days when there was so much uncertainty about how COVID was transmitted. And the commission, on a bipartisan basis, voted to give instruction to clerks around the state about how they could offer drop boxes. And it gave them guidance on what would be good practices for secure drop boxes, where to locate them, how many you might need for the size of your community, and so on. It wasn't a decision of Megan Wolf, and it wasn't a new law or regulation. It was really communicating good practices for things that were already being done. Now, after the election, there was a case that went to the state Supreme Court, and the court ruled that drop boxes were not allowed by state law. And so going forward, they wouldn't be used, and there won't be any in place next year for any of those elections. But it wasn't an action of Megan Wolf in particular. It wasn't even a partisan action. It was something done on a bipartisan basis by the commission. And the collection of absentee ballots, depositing them in drop boxes, what's sometimes called ballot harvesting, is part of that. State law just doesn't say whether someone can return a ballot for someone else in a clear fashion. But in that Supreme Court decision that dealt with drop boxes, the justices also made clear that no one can return a ballot except the voter. There was then a slight exception made for people who have disabilities and would need assistance, but that too changed state practices. You know, the Green Bay situation doesn't really involve Megan Wolf. She wasn't involved in getting grants from nonprofits that went to many municipalities around the state. Green Bay was one of, I think, hundreds of places around the state that received those grants. I know it was controversial, but not really part of Wolf's purview.
About 30 seconds left. What do you see as the greatest challenge facing Megan Wolf or whoever is in this role in 2024?
I think reestablishing public trust, widespread public trust on both sides of the aisle, is really crucial and also really difficult. It's been surprising how stubborn the distrust of the election has been coming out of 2020. Often the losing side in an election has sort of sour grapes and maybe has some suspicions that something was amiss. But those bad feelings tend to recede within a few months after the election. And that has not happened, obviously, after 2020.
Well,
We have
Barry,
been through a really successful 2022 cycle, so hopefully we're able to continue that.
Barry, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.
Barry Burden, a political science professor and the director of Elections Research Center at UW-Madison, was our guest. You can call in today, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.